about 100 years ago, Finley Dunn said, "Jesus came to afflict, to comfort the afflicted, and to afflict the comfortable." And yet, there seems to be a common notion these days that Jesus came to make the comfortable more comfortable and the afflicted more afflicted. We, and I use that word very intentionally, seem to believe that if we posit certain thoughts or hold a particular viewpoint, that Jesus is in full agreement with our particular position. We can even quote passage upon passage from Scripture to confirm our theory that Jesus is on our side. That if we are comfortable, then so is Jesus. But I would suggest that this way of thinking is contrary to the life and example of Christ. That Finley Dunn was in fact right. And that if we are comfortable, we should be a little anxious and ill at ease. On this Maundy Thursday, there is again an intimate gathering of Jesus and his closest followers, the 12. Perhaps there were others present, women who were serving dinner, cooking, and cleaning. There may have been servants there as well, but we don't have that information. What is important for our understanding is that Jesus is celebrating the feast of the Passover with those closest to him. To this point in time, the evening is going as expected. Thus far, the events are following a predictable pattern, and for most, if not all of us, predictable means comfortable. And this is where the predictability ends. Jesus wraps a towel around his waist, takes a basin and a jug of water, and begins to wash the disciples' feet, or attempts to begin to wash the disciples' feet. And this makes the disciples uncomfortable. We hear this from Peter. "No, no," he says, "you can't do this, Jesus. You are making me uncomfortable. This is not the role of a teacher. This is the role of the least of the household. The one with the least status should be washing feet, not you." And if you're familiar with Downton Abbey, this would be akin to the Dowager Countess of Grantham washing the feet of Daisy, the kitchen assistant. It just would not happen. But that's exactly what Jesus did. He made everyone there uncomfortable, not just Peter, everyone. But then, Peter had a change of heart. He realized what this meant when Jesus said, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Then Peter said, "Wash all of me," which loosely is translated, "blow my mind. Take me all the way out of my comfort zone." And it seems that Jesus complied with that request. Later, after all the feet were cleaned, even those of Judas who would betray Jesus just moments later, Jesus gathered at the table with his friends for the evening meal. And rather than merely retelling the ancient story of how the people of Israel were led out of bondage in the night of the Passover, he equated the bread with his body and the wine with his blood. He made the story of the people being led out of bondage in Egypt a foretelling of his death, that it would lead the people out of the bondage of sin. And you know that the disciples were sitting there scratching their heads. Mostly we know that because of the way they behaved over the next few days and weeks. But even in that moment, they couldn't wrap their minds around what Jesus was saying. They couldn't allow the uncomfortable reality of what the next hours would bring into their comfortably preconceived notions about who Jesus was and what he was going to do. Even Peter, who just moments before told Jesus in effect to take him entirely out of his comfort zone, even he couldn't really go there. He couldn't take that ultimate risk of having his mind blown wide open with the reality of what Jesus was really about, at least not yet. And what do we think when we gather for this meal together? What are our preconceived expectations about what is going to happen when we come to church, when we experience the Eucharist? Do we expect to be made comfortable, to be reassured that we are right, and that every notion we have is exactly in line with Jesus? Do we come to this place expecting to be jarred out of our comfort zone? To be charged with being those who make radical changes in the world? Changes based on a love that will make the comfortable afflicted and the afflicted comfortable? Are we ready when we step through these doors to have our minds blown and our foundations shaken? If not, then we should be. We should be bravely stepping into this place. It should take every ounce of our courage to have entered into these doors. When we come into this space, we should do so with the full knowledge that Jesus is going to blow our minds. Are you willing to be made uncomfortable? Are you willing to follow Jesus?